Welcome to Audio Tree Live. Today is Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. And we're so excited to have with us in the studio, Kuko.
What's up?
Do it when you're ready.
All right. Here we go.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're watching Audio Tree Live in the studio with Kuko. What's up? Welcome. You know, retuner, whatever you need to do, grab your drinks. Thanks very much for coming out. So when we were rolling up, talking about this being your first time in Chicago, I think you mentioned that even a year ago, you guys were like playing backyards and now you're here playing venues and all that. Yeah. I'm just curious, like, how rapid that transition was and if you feel like you've adapted now to, I don't know, this version of life as an artist?
How
did I get back?
I mean, it's crazy because, like, yeah, we were playing backyard shows like all last year, but we were going crazy with them. Like, we were playing like every weekend, and if we could, okay. Like every yeah. day of yeah. the weekend.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do even like two shows a night.
Okay. Yeah.
And
like an early-ish one and then a later one, crazy after party version or like yeah. afternoon.
No, tonight. Literally like night to night.
Okay.
And then like all this kind of started happening, started like playing venues and I don't know, it's just cool. Like it's for sure like overwhelming because like we're also not used to like just being like hella jet lagged and then like doing all these tour
yes.
dates.
Yes.
Bro,
yes.
And this Chicago's cold as hell.
Yes. We're
from LA.
Yeah, we're a bunch of Cali.
We're Mexican. We're not used to this.
You guys looked okay, though. You weren't like super bundled. I mean, you made a joke about that, but you just had
scarf
in. No one's wearing those like crazy fuzzy hats or giant parka.
Trapper hat.
I left that at home.
Okay, yeah, you were not about to wear that trapper hat.
Yeah, no, but yeah, and it was worse because like I'm also sick, so I had to like get the sick, the sick TV.
Get over it. Yeah. Have you developed any tricks already? Like, I mean, are you doing honey and green tea or anything for your voice? So you guys, drink Gatorade. I saw Gatorade's the right choice. Probiotics. You got to have that gut flora.
That vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C.
Vitamin C, vitamin D.
Vitamins have been a key factor.
Okay, yeah. Do you actually, is it Flintstones or Flintstone gummies?
No, it's the gummy ones. We do have Flintstone gummies.
Yeah. I should have gotten the
My mom gave me some regular ones. Vitamins.
Okay, yeah.
The pink pastillas.
Your mom, wait, who said that? Your mom's making you have vitamins?
My mom, she has some vitamins. She said, you get like sick out in the East Coast because like there's like diseases here that we don't have back home. So I could come back with like pneumonia or something. So she gave me some vitamins. She was like, take care of yourself.
That's hilarious. I love that. They have diseases out there.
This was coming back with ammonia. Bro.
Yeah, for real. You got to come back with some flu that like didn't exist until now. You created it. Cool. Well, thanks again for coming out, guys. And let's go into the next song. Then we can chat some more.
Cool.
Thank you.
King Audio Tree Live. We're in the studio with Kuko. Could you talk to me a little bit about vulnerability or like just openness of emotion and this stuff? I know you've referenced a pushback a little bit on like just overtly masculine culture in your community. I'm just curious if you would, I don't know, just discuss that a little bit more. Just talk to me about your purpose in like talking like this or like singing songs about this material, I guess.
I mean, yeah, dude, like there's a lot of machismo, I guess, like in the like Latin community. So it's like cool to just like be hella cheesy.
Yeah.
Expressive.
Yeah.
I mean, cause there's also like a lot of romanticas too, like back in the day that are actually like really cheesy, which is like some of my favorite music.
Okay.
Like Los Panchos is one of my favorite groups. Okay. You know, like just like all like the stuff that like all that music was. It was like that, just a bunch of cheesy music, like Los Panchos, Los Dandies, Los Tres Asses, you know, like three asses, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I wasn't really, I guess, like super aware of it when I started making music like this.
Sure.
I just kind of did it because, like, I was like, yeah, this is cool, but like, it's just, I guess, like, kind of like, I didn't realize that it was like different, I guess.
I see.
Because I mean, I just in general, like being like a Latin artist already, like in the industry, is cool.
Yes.
Like because like there isn't like a lot of us. So it's tight.
And do you feel any pressure to like be a representative for that community at all?
Yeah, sometimes because like I'm not like the wokest person.
Okay.
Per se. But
snoozing.
You can always learn.
Yeah, but like I do my best to just like learn and like do better.
Yeah.
And also I like using my platform to give like people that do have like a voice and stuff to say, like
yes.
to just like give them that platform and stuff and just be like, yo, like is my platform.
Sure. Yeah.
Say whatever you need to say.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea that even being an artist, like being a Latin artist already, it like speaks for itself.
Yeah, dude. Like just being not even like a Latin artist, just being like an artist of color is already like,
yes,
like a form of like activism within itself, bro.
Sure.
They don't want us here, bro.
They don't want us to win.
They don't want us to win, bro.
I think right now it's very crucial considering everything that's happening, you know?
Yes.
Whatever's happening in office, which we won't get into, but
But
it's very crucial that you know we represent where we're from and
definitely.
What our culture is. You know what I mean? Because like you said, you know they don't want us here, and we're here to stay. You know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And is it important then for like the language component? Because a lot of your music is in Spanish. Some of it's in English as well.
Yeah.
Like, is that important to
actually,
you
most
to hold on
yeah,
to?
Most of it's in English, but
yeah.
But like, there's a couple of Spanish tracks out there.
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
No, yeah, super. I mean, yeah, it's super important for me to hold on to, like just being bilingual because like, I mean, it's not, I don't do it just because like, I'm like, oh, like how cool would it be? Like that would be like tight. Like I literally just like speak Spanish at home. Like I go home, like my mom's like, ¿quieres calito de pollo? And it's like, so I'm just there. Like it just like comes naturally for me.
Sure.
It's not like, oh, I'm gonna do it because like, it's going to be cool. Like I just kind of,
and hey, when your mom cooked that, it was bomb.
Yes, yes. Okay, cool. Well, we will talk about food after we do this song, I think. Hey. That, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go crazy on that. You don't hear me talking about
food. Oh, hungry.
All right.
I don't even know what's next, bro.
Take it away.
Time changed with different, but my mind still says redundant things. Can I not think? Will you love this part of me? My lover is the day I can't forget. Further in my distance from you, realistically I can't leave now, but I'm okay as long as you keep me crazy. Keep me from going crazy. Time changes, we're different, but my mind still says redundant things. Can I not think? Will you love this part of me? My lover is the day I can't forget.
things people feel. I take a bumpy road, it'll probably break my legs. As long as I don't show you what's ruining my head. Funny thing about you is you read me pretty well, but you haven't found me yet at the bottom of the well. Annoying you with smoke signals, asking you for help, cause your immediate presence lifts me straight away from hell. Me and Mr. Harvey say the cutest things about you, how you see the mill, and we probably die so soon. Love this part.
watching Audio Tree Live. We're in the studio hanging out with Cuco. So I had pozole for the first time. My buddy Juan made it for me. It's for a bunch of us from, it was like his mom's recipe. But him and then my buddy Ed were talking about that soup and then menudo, which intimidates me, honestly. But about like those being comfort foods that like their moms made and whatever else. I'm just curious, like if you have a comfort food, whether it's your own recipe or like your parents' recipe that you like will always go back to, you know, ask for on your birthday or whatever, something like that.
Bro, I don't even like menudo.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I don't like pozole, yeah, bro.
You don't like either.
Menudo is cool without the bones and the meat.
Okay. Yeah.
Boneless.
But how you gonna say you don't like bones? You got a session.
Boneless.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me what
but
you
I
do like.
To boneless bones.
Pozole is really good. That's my favorite.
Okay.
Menudo. Yeah, I hate it.
You hate it? Yeah. It's kind of stinky. Right? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's pork too. It's just like,
yeah. Okay.
Carnitas.
Okay.
With lime and salt. Oh, my God.
That's yours? Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
My comfort food is chilaquiles, though. It's a Mexican breakfast, basically.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Tortilla chips and salsa and, like, bolillo. Oh, my God.
Bro, enchiladas. Enchiladas are this, bro.
Oh, dude, I love enchiladas, bro.
What's your, what's special about that? Or, like,
bro,
something
like,
you do?
Bro, it's because my mom makes it, bro. Like, it's because her salsa is, like, makes really what? Good. Like. Like, anybody who's had my mom's sauce in here can, like, testify that shit is bomb as
fuck. It is top tier.
Her green sauce is pretty good.
Okay. That shit is fucking fire.
I like Salvadorian pancakes.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, tell me.
Oh, it's great. All right, so it's, like, tortilla with, like, beans and, like, chicharron. Is it chicharron or chorizo? I think it's chicharron.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, 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 it's not. It's chorizo, I think. It's beans, beef, and cheese. Yeah, and then you eat it with this thing called, with cabbage, basically. It's called curtido.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is pupusas. It like vinegary? It's like pupusas. Like herb?
No. I think it has vinegar in the curtido. And then you get this like tomato sauce and like drink it all over. Okay. Delicious.
Hey, you seem offended by his.
They're called pupusas, but it was a meme a while back. Salvadorian.
Okay, I see. Yes.
That's breeze for you.
For you two, then, what's yours or what's, you know, your go-to?
I mean, as far as comfort, like when I was like sick, my mom always made abondiga soup. It's basically just meatball soup.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, that's razz, bro.
I love how everyone just geeks on it. Yes.
It's the way my mom throws extra veggies and she boils the cabbage first, so it gets
cool.
Like, oh, it's amazing, man. And then some of that lemon. Some of that lemon and the tapatio in there, it's over, bro.
Yes, gone. You sir. Okay. Yours?
My mom really is really good at experimenting.
Okay.
And my favorite thing that she's experimented is chile rellenos.
Gross.
Like she stuffed it with like
that's like roasted
like grilled chili peppers,
yeah, okay,
and
yeah,
stuffed with
and stuffed with stuff
stuffed
yeah.
with cheese, and she stuffed it with four different kinds of squash.
Oh
yeah,
interesting.
Really good. And then
very
I woke,
cool
and then I woke up the next morning, heated that up, cooked an egg, slap that on top, call it breakfast.
Now it's breakfast because it's egg, yes.
Hey, honestly, one of my specialty recipes is fucking maruchan, bro.
Hey, Birdie?
Maruchan, bro? I make some bomb-ass cup of noodles, honestly.
that's the top? Okay.
Hey, no, for real, like, after shows, bro, Birdie's is for real comfort food, bro.
Okay.
Boiled egg in your maruchan.
And that's what you do.
Yeah. Crush up some Lay's too. Put that in there.
Okay, would you guys?
Is there a pho place around here, bro?
Yes, there is. I will tell you where to go after. Yes. Can you guys introduce your dude who's gonna do this song? And then my only other question is: Valentino, Cholula, or Tapatio?
Tapatio.
Okay.
Always. Cholula with eggs.
Chamoy.
Oh, okay.
Tapatio. We don't play that game.
I agree.
Tapatio. Tapatio. I saw about Valentino.
Tapatio. Like, that's from Guadalajara, Jalisco, where my parents are from.
Cool. So you have to. Yeah, you must. That's hilarious. Okay, yeah, if you want to introduce him, and then you guys can, or bring him out.
Well,
and then we can go to
he's going to come out when his, like, I guess when his verse comes up.
Oh, okay, cool.
We have a cool guest. He's a he's one of the top three USA Olympic gymnasts.
Came all the way from Alaska.
No, we got Jaquist in this building. And we have a song called Summertime High Time. He's currently wearing a robe.
Shawty, don't ever tell me that you're done, cause I wanna get a little taste, don't run. Shawty, you gorgeous, girl, you should know this. I got so many things I never told you, hold up.
Watching out of your tree live. We're in the studio with Cuco. You guys can get ready to go in the last one, into the last one. And
Cuco?
I will say, you're on tour with Lito
Pimienta.
I know Cuco. I know.
I kind of know.
Okay, you're on tour with Lito Pimienta and El Lado Negro right now. You're playing Lincoln Hall tonight with him, which is awesome. And Audio Tree is streaming that performance. Both records, Songs for You and Wanna Be With You, are out now. And then you're also playing Coachella, right?
Yeah.
Which is freaking awesome. That's
Thank
way
you,
sick.
Bro.
And then Ceremonia and any other festivals that I don't know about are coming up?
Governor's Ball.
Very cool.
And we're doing...
we got a festival in Juarez, too.
The
governor's mom will stop you right
there.
Juarez.
Oh, we got another festival in
Mexico. Oh, bro, yeah. We're doing Juarez and fucking with Molotov. And Los Angeles Azules, bro.
Very cool.
And Los Cafres. Los Cafres. Los Cafres.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
I'm excited. Well, it's DJ Miracle.
Are they playing?
It's really amazing. We're starting to play with artists that we grew up listening to.
Yes,
and like,
very
cool. You know, like Los Tigres del Norte were on my bucket list for sure, you know?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, like it probably feels cool to like be on, I mean, like on that same level in the sense that, you know, you're performing like in the same space. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That shit was hard. Did you hear that clap?
I did, yes.
I was wild, bro.
These mics make them loud. All right, take it away when you're ready.
This one's going to be a little more up-tempo. This is... Cuando veo esos ojos
This has been Audio Tree Live. Check these guys out on tour, playing a bunch of festivals, and get their records online and wherever else records are sold. Thank you so much for performing and hanging out with us.
Thank you for having us. Absolutely.
If we could play one more song, we would. But
do you want to? Well, what time do we have?
I don't know.
Let's close it out.
On this track?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they can. Okay, do you want to? You can.
Let's ask the audience. What do you guys feel?
They say yes.
Call in. 1-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-
Do it.
I mean, I don't see a better option.
Bro, just spit in my mouth.
That shit made me cry.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You gotta get Tree Live. We're in the studio. Let's keep going. Thanks again, guys. Thank you so much for coming out. I love it when you play the trumpet. It says you have a really nice, crisp tone.
Thanks, dude. It's funny because I don't even practice like that.
Okay, yeah, well.
I like playing like warm on the trumpet.
Sure.
Like, so I kind of like have like that kind of like embouchure.
Yeah.
But also like I got like this Jupiter. So like shout out to Jupiter, bro.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like I have two like main ones. I have this one in a Yamaha. They're like both warm trumpets, but like I used to play Jupiters like in high school when I was in marching band.
Sure, sure.
So like Jupiters are my shit.
Very cool. All the way back. All right.
Hawthorne High School marching band.
Yeah, Hawthorne High School marching band. This dude. Okay, cool.
I didn't like half of y'all, but like shout out to y'all.
Thanks to us people in the studio and sound engineers, the camera and lighting crew for hooking it up, and viewers. Thanks for watching. You can support the band by downloading or streaming the session when it comes out in a couple weeks, or send a shout via social media to us or them if you just want to connect. From all of us here at the Audio Tree Studios, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.